Just to end the daf with two light ha'aris. The first, very light, ha'aris. So the daf began with a heavier halacha. A machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said Yisa Duma val Yisa Bas Duma. Rabbi Yochanan said Yisa Bas Duma val Yisa Duma. What's a Duma? A Duma is a woman that people are miranin in Achareo, that she's being Mazana. So Shmuel said, in a bedieved situation, you can marry a Duma, but don't marry a Bas Duma. Don't marry that Duma's daughter. Why? Because at the very least, this Duma, you know she comes mitipa kshera. But as it relates to the Bas Duma, you don't know who her father is. It might be a mamzer, it might be an avi kechavim. And why would you marry a woman where you don't know finvanetzishtam? Her father's a mamzer, so this impacts her yichos. If he's an avi kechavim, it impacts her yichos. So you want to marry a Duma? It's bedieved. But never marry a Bas Duma. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yisa Adam Bas Duma, va'al Yisa Duma. I thought it was interesting that Shmuel would be the Baal Memra of this halacha, that Yisa Duma, va'al Yisa Bas Duma. We know that Shmuel's father was one of the great Amoraim in Shas. He's known as Avuah d'Shmuel. Avuah d'Shmuel is Shmuel's father, and he's one of the most often mentioned, underrated Amoraim in Shas. Avuah d'Shmuel's father's name was Abba. Abba bar Abba HaKoyen. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos daf Yud Ches. Yet, he's not known by his name, but rather he's known as Abba bar Abba. And the question is why. So Pashup Pshat is, because although Avuah d'Shmuel was great, one of the greatest Amoraim to ever live, but at the same time, Shmuel, his son, was that much greater. And it was a bigger yichus to refer to Abba bar Abba, not by his name, but rather he should be known as Avuah d'Shmuel. Meaning, it just brings out the greatness of who Shmuel was. You're talking about someone who's quoted throughout Shas, but at the same time, Eshmuel's tata, he's the Ashrei Eladotai of Shmuel, and therefore he was known as Avuah d'Shmuel. That's the Pashup Pshat. And Emes says, I found the Davar Chadash, in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So the Seder HaDoiris, part of it was reprinted in the last year or two, and in the back of the first volume of the new edition of Seyda HaDeiris, there's Miluin. So if you look in the Miluin under Ois Aleph, so it's referring to Abba bar Abba HaKoyen, Avuah d'Shmuel. So they have a little bit of a discussion, like an academic-ish discussion, with regards to why Abba bar Abba was known as Avuah d'Shmuel. And they bring here that the Pashup Pshat is because of the greatness in Shmuel. So I don't know who's writing here, but he has a beautiful Hosafa. He says that if you look in Talmud Yerushalmi, Avuah d'Shmuel is also mentioned many, many, many times. But over there, he's usually not referred to as Avuah d'Shmuel. There, he's usually referred to as Abba bar Abba. So in Talmud Bavli, he's always Avuah d'Shmuel. It's mamash yadiya. It's a maramokim. It's a fun fact. It's an answer to a trivia question. What was Avuah d'Shmuel's name, really? Oh, right. It's a Gemara, Brachos Yud Ches, you know it's Abba bar Abba. But in Yerushalmi, Abba bar Abba is Doch Echav ibn Echavuru. He's always mentioned. So the Taina, it supports very much this theory. Why? Because in Bavel, Shmuel was Doch the Mara da Asra. He was Rosh Hashiva, he was the Rav in Nahardot, which was the big city. So in Bavel, it was a Yichas to be, Avuah d'Shmuel. But in Eretz Yisrael, that was the Asrid, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Avo. That was already a whole different kilo. So over there, what? Avuah d'Shmuel. So over there he was known as Abba bar Abba. So it's Mamash Meiridik in Bavel, where Shmuel is it and everything revolves around him. So over there he'd be known as Avuah d'Shmuel. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, not that way. But I'll kopon him, if you look in the Seyda Adairis says that I think that the reason Shmuel was father was known as Avuah d'Shmuel is based on a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that's brought down by the Rishonim. In fact, Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, references this story. He gives a very, very short version of it. And Tosfos says as follows, quote, he says that you find an Uvda da Avuah d'Shmuel Shaholach l'Medina Sayam. He was in Medina Sayam and his wife was back home. Uba al Yedei Shem. And he used one of the Shemus HaKodesh to go be with his wife, Veshimesh, Vahoyler Eshmuel. And Shmuel was born. So says the Seyda Adairis, there seems to be a Maisa that happened where at the time that Shmuel's mother became pregnant with Shmuel, Avuah d'Shmuel was away. He was in Medina Sayam. But he came Al Yudei, one of the Shemus, and through one of those Shemus, suddenly he arrived, Mishamesh Mitasai, went back to Medina Sayyam, and from there Shmuel was born. So he said, Yesh Loima, that the Litzani Hadar would be Meranin after Shmuel, and they were saying that he doesn't come from Tipa Ksheira. He really comes from Tipa Psula. Why? Because where was the father? He came Al Yedei Shem. So in the Olam's mind, it just didn't seem so reasonable. And that's why Shmuel's father became known as Avur de Shmuel. It was Lahoitzim, Reliben Shal Tzadokim, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas told us, right? Avram Hoyle Es Yitzchak, because the Litzani Ador was saying, May Avimelech Nesab Resara. So to make it clear that no, that's not what happened. And therefore he becomes known as Avur de Shmuel. But Al Kopanim, it's just interesting that Shmuel himself, who came from such a situation, it's Shmuel's the Baal Memra in our Suya, Yisa Adam Duma, the Al Yisa Bas Duma. That's the first Ara.